Colossians chapter 9. The message is simply entitled Riches and Full Assurance of Understanding. As a proponent of the Bible, the essential nature of it in the life of a Christian is apparent to me. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. That's how our faith is bolstered. That faith also gives us assurance of salvation, comforts our heart. Amen? That all comes from the Scripture. The only way you know anything about Jesus is because of that Bible. Amen? It's such a great blessing. And in Colossians 2, chapter number 2, let me read for you the first three verses. The Bible says this, "For I would that you knew what great conflict I have for you and them that lay at the sea, and as many as have not seen my face in the flesh, that their hearts might be comforted, being knit together in love, and all riches of the full assurance of understanding, to the acknowledgement of the mystery of God and of the Father and of Christ, in whom are hid all treasures of wisdom and knowledge." You notice with me in verse number 2, the statement there, the riches of the full assurance of understanding, and the result of that is the acknowledgement of the mystery. The mystery of God, very simply, I believe, is salvation by grace. That was a mystery. Amen? And it's made plain to us, though many don't believe it. You know, parked out there, the side window in our church, I'm looking across at the Catholic Church. This morning at 6:45, they started coming in. Amen? For early Mass. And watching people go, and I don't judge everybody. I try not to do that. They all piled in there, amen? And the priest came out to welcome them, and after it was over with, poof, it was gone, amen? I saw one car, they opened it back up and had all picnic supplies in it. We Baptists are really missing out. I think your pastor ought to have a 7 a.m. service and get us out of here, amen? Let us go do all, well, I'm joking, you know that, amen? I'm joking. My wife and I haven't been in probably over 3,000 churches. I've seen every kind of time to start with. I remember Jack Hiles on the tape, heard him one time preaching, just raking everybody about changing the Sunday night service from 7 o'clock. But you know, there's no directive in the Bible except the fact that Sunday is the Lord's day all day long. And whatever works, that's what you do. Amen? I know people, churches that have most of their people are seniors, and they try to get them out in the winter, especially early, and have an earlier afternoon service. So I'm not trying to say anything wrong for Baptists, but when I see what I saw this morning, I can't help, I don't criticize. God loves them. I do too. It makes me sad. Amen? It's sad to go through your whole life. Some are more dedicated than a lot of Baptists, yet they're going to be in hell if they don't change. It's sad to see that. Amen? Now, in Luke 11:28, the Bible says, "But he said, yea, rather blessed are they that hear the word of God and keep it." That's what it means by understanding. Amen? To have full understanding is to keep the Bible. All those year and a half when I was reading those gospel tracts from time to time, I believed that the scriptures in them were true. I believed the Bible was the word of God. What the Holy Spirit did is took those scriptures and produced faith in me. And that faith showed me I was a sinner. I'm short, making it very short for preaching, but I understood that. Then he showed me through the scriptures that Christ was the Savior. And when the pastor came to our home and asked, "Would you like to be saved?" I said, "Sure would." Maybe he thought I should have had more tears, but I had news for him. Called upon the Lord and God saved our soul. That's because of understanding. I've witnessed to people before, and I can tell you when someone is really listening to what I'm saying, or they're just abiding their time till I'm done, because most Americans are kind of friendly, they'll be okay, you know. Or they're trying to formulate an answer to give. And if I can get material in the house, a John Roman or a gospel tract, I feel I've been successful. Amen. But every now and then I come across that one that's just, you can see the wheels are turning. They're thinking, they're open to it. They may not get saved, but they're open to it, and that's a great blessing. And then maybe I could be a step on that path like that. Whoever left those tracks in that store, I don't know who it was. I never met them. They didn't even know I'd read them because I never took them. One day we'll stand before Christ and we'll find out who it was, man and woman. They'll find out because of them what God enabled us to accomplish these 40 years in preaching and sharing the gospel and producing and shipping tracts all over the country. First thing I believe we need to consider is the Bible's definition of understanding. You're here in Colossians, back up a little bit with me to the book of Ephesians. And in Ephesians chapter number 1. In Ephesians 1, down in verse number 17, beginning there. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 17. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of His calling, and what the riches of the glory of His inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of His power to us who believe. I'll stop there. I want you to notice that understanding comes from God. It's not our intellect. A lot of people I've known have Bible in their head, just doesn't seem to get to their action very well. It's understanding something produced by God. This matter of eternal security is one that I think a lot of Baptists wrestle with from time to time. And the reason for that is because it's based in faith. Faith comes from God, from His Word. And if your faith gets weak, then your doubts will arise. Amen? Doesn't change the fact you're saved, but that gives you the opportunity to go to God and confess that and get back in the Bible and let the Holy Spirit of God build up your faith, and once again your confidence will be there. Amen? It's not a mark. I heard Oliver B. Green, whom I respect greatly, say on the Lord broadcast, you doubt your damn. I don't agree with that. Amen. I meet too many Baptists from time to time wrestling with that. But the truth is, God can comfort your heart. And your confidence, your assurance comes from Him. So I would pray and read the Word of God, study the Word of God, and ask God, nail this thing down. He will. You're saved. He will. If not, He'll let you know. Amen? That's the God that we serve, I believe. He called that understanding enlightenment. Amen? Before I saved, I didn't understand the Bible. I remember one time as a child, and read it, opened it up to the book of Genesis, and that was a mess. Amen? Or Matthew, and all them genealogies at the beginning. It didn't last very long. Amen? But when I got saved, all of a sudden one day somebody bought us a Bible that next day. And I remember reading it by the couch. And actually, before I ever heard a preacher say this, I felt like God was speaking directly to me. Like I could feel His presence on my face. Amen. I was one night at lunch in the truck. It was 11 o'clock at night. I was parked in a parking lot with a little dome light on the semi. And I remember reading my New Testament. I came to Acts 10:44. That's when they heard the gospel. They got saved. The evidence for the Jews was tongues. It's no longer evidence of it. But it was, and what struck me, the Holy Spirit said, they knew they got saved immediately. They didn't start to get saved. They got saved. Amen? And all of a sudden, man, it's like God turned a light on. That little cab of that truck got real close and foggy. And I was having a time. I was laughing and crying. You ever do that? And it just get so filled up with God showing you something. And that night you would not want to have been on the road. But I was driving and I couldn't see well. And it was a real blessing, is what I'm trying to tell you. But that's what understanding does and how God labels. Amen? Job 38:36, the question is asked with an answer assumed. Who hath put wisdom in the inward parts? Or who hath given understanding to the heart? answer God. Amen? If you read your Bible and the Lord, the Spirit of God lightens a part of the Bible for your understanding, you may have heard your preacher preach it 50 times, you may have read it 100 times, but until the Spirit of God makes it yours, it's not. I had a neighbor man that was Jehovah's Witness, family was, and he got saved at a funeral for his aunt and uncle. They were killed in a car accident. And he started asking me questions, and the only answers I could get him, the pastor says, is, I don't want to know what a man says. I want to know what God says. I've heard enough of what man says. Well, that convicted me. Amen? I had to start digging to get him what God said. And it's a good thing for me to face that. The results of understanding are what makes a saved man different than a lost man or a pretender. Amen? I see so many things traveling around the country when it comes to Christianity. And I have good news for you. There's a lot of good churches still out there. A lot of good preachers still out there. There's no despair. God's still doing a work. Amen? That's a great blessing. Proverbs 2, you remember this, but I'll read it for you and you can listen on purpose. My son, if thou receive my words and hide my commandments with thee, so that thou incline thine ear into wisdom and apply thine heart to understanding. That's our work to do, to yield ourselves. Yea, if thou criest after knowledge and liftest up thy voice for understanding, if thou seekest her as silver and searchest for his hid treasures, then shalt thou understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. For the Lord giveth wisdom, out of his mouth cometh knowledge and understanding. Amen. You know, the Jews wanted a king. And in Deuteronomy 17, God met some perimeters for the king. Eventually gave him Saul and then David. Three things they were not to do. They were not to gather riches, they were not to gather horses out of Egypt, they were not to gather wives. And we know Solomon broke all three of those, amen. That wasn't the problem. Why did he do that? I mean, he had 700 wives and 300 concubines. Now, fellas, I don't know about you, but if I had one concubine, my wife would kill me. And rightly so, amen. But not 300? 700 wives, think of the mother-in-laws. I mean, that'd be hard to keep up with, wouldn't it? And birthdays. Anniversary, I don't know. But he broke all three, and the reason is given a little later in that chapter. God commanded the king to do something. He commanded him to make a handwritten copy of the Word of God of that day, at that time, and read in it daily that he might learn to fear the Lord. I don't see where Solomon ever did that. And what happened is he did not learn to fear the Lord. And what's happened to America is the very same thing. The general public has lost their fear of God. Now they're watching things that tell them that, well, when you die, everybody goes to heaven, and you can talk to your relative, all those kind of things. You know what I'm talking about, the silly movies they have now, and things they try to do that dulls their perception of what comes after death. He says he will give us an understanding, a knowledge, if we will seek after and desire it. Amen? I had a fellow when I worked at the Fellowship Track League, and as part of that ministry, came from North Dakota. He trained the big draft horses, but he couldn't read. He could read single syllable words. And we would sit down in the morning and read a chapter each before we started our work. When it came to his turn, the fellows got a little antsy because I had to help him sound out all the words. Amen? Because that's how they taught me to read. It's phonetic. And I remember he was one of the best Christians I knew at that time. He said, how can that be when he can only read single syllable words? Don't you know God can do more with single syllable words than the world can do with a PhD? God can do more with that. Amen? That's the power of our God. Now, wisdom has a twin, and that twin is understanding. Ephesians 5:17, the Bible says, wherefore be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. And I believe when he says that, it's the meaning of Proverbs 4:5-7, where the Bible says, get wisdom, forget understanding, forget it not, neither decline from the words of my mouth. Forsake her not, and she shall preserve thee. Love her, and she shall keep thee. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom with all thy getting, get understanding. Understanding is to wisdom what works are to faith. James says, faith without works is dead. Amen? And I believe wisdom without understanding is dead. Cannot be applied. So you must have both. Amen? Wisdom and understanding come via the Holy Spirit's work through the Son, through the Word of God. Psalm 119, verse 104, the Bible says, through thy precepts I get understanding, therefore I hate every false way. This is the work of the Holy Spirit to produce faith inside of you and me. And if you're saved, you have the Holy Spirit. If you have not the Spirit of Christ, the Bible says you're none of His. Amen? So you're reading of the Word of God. What you need to do is pray, God, open my heart to the Word of God. But you read a chapter and get done and think, you know, the silly thing is I wasn't thinking of it. I was thinking of something else. Aren't we fearfully and wonderfully? We can read in the Bible and think of something else at the same time. Now, I'm not saying it's good, but it's amazing what we can do. Amen. Well, welcome to the human race. Amen. Sometimes it is mundane reading your Bible. Your flesh doesn't want to do it. You're tired. You're busy. Schedule is all crammed and it's hard to do. Amen. But everything you and I have, when it comes to eternity, is wrapped up in ministry of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank God for it. Amen. And turn to Psalm 119. I'll comfort your heart by saying we're not going to read the whole thing. Psalm 119, just a couple verses here that deal with, of course, Psalm 119 is all about the Word of God. But I want you to start by looking with me at verse number 34. Psalm 119, verse number 34. Give me understanding, and I shall keep thy law, yea, I shall observe it with my whole heart. Job said in Job 32:8, but there's a spirit in man, and the inspiration of the Almighty giveth him understanding. Amen? That's what he was asking. Look at verse number 73 here. Thy hands have made me and fashioned me. Give me understanding that I may learn thy commandments. There's a desire being seen there. Psalm 119, verse 104. In verse 104, the Bible says, through thy precepts I get understanding. Therefore I hate every false way. A precept, according to Webster's Old Dictionary, is an authoritative rule of action. In 1 John 5:20, in the beginning of that verse, it says, we know that the Son of God has come and hath given us understanding. So a Christian's heritage is to have understanding and great faith. Amen? And we need great faith in this world today. Sometimes we look around, you know, if you watch the news, you're playing with fire. You get depressed. That news is not all news. Amen. They just tell you what they want you to see and hear and mention that. So you have to know that God is real and this world is in big trouble. I'm not saying you shouldn't watch the news, but just keep that in mind while you do. Amen. Psalm 119 and verse 130, well, I'm sure, the entrance of thy words giveth light, giveth understanding to the simple. And that was me. My goal in high school is to be a truck driver. Amen. I didn't come out of there with anything but a C, but I did pass and graduate. I even have the diploma to prove it, and it's not turned yellow yet. Amen? But my whole goal was just that. And then God saved me, and I was amazed they did teach me how to read. And I could read the Bible. It was a good thing. It amazed me. Amen? Every principle of Christianity hinges upon the one truth. Ability to put into practice any principle or to live the overcoming Christian life comes through wisdom and understanding. Amen. So that comes, how do we gather wisdom and understanding? very simply, what we've been reading and telling you is through God's Word. That's why the devil fights the Bible so much. It's because he knows the Bible in your hand with the Holy Spirit in your heart, so to speak, is a recipe for victory. He doesn't want victory. He wants to hinder you from that. So he'll do everything he can, and his imps will help him to thwart your Bible reading and study. And I had was with a pastor in Kentucky, a young man, good man. All of a sudden I saw where he put on a thing online about how he'd been freed, because now he knows that there is no King James Bible is not the Word of God. He's free now to use other translations. I got news for him. He's not free. He's in big trouble. Amen? If God couldn't preserve this book, we're in big trouble. And I know he has. So it's the Bible. That's why a ministry like ours and other printing ministries is so essential. Because the Bible, for Christians need a Bible, lost people need the gospel. And you know what John Romans is marked, certain verses takes them through the gospel, and John and Romans, if they get saved, that's the first books they ought to read, is John and Romans. We print those. A lost man needs the gospel, a saved man needs a Bible. And that's why we do what we do. The Bible you saw on the DVD was a Filipino dialect called Cebuano. 30 million people speak that, and they never have. But it took 17 years for a missionary and national pastor to translate this Bible that we now print. Amen. And 17 years, and now we've been able to print a couple printings of those and put them right into the Philippines. That's a great blessing. Amen. So we're for all printing ministries. None of them can do it all. Yet it takes God's people to help us to be able to see that God is in covenant for us, not only for the life of the ministries, but I believe Jesus is coming soon. I don't think it takes a brain surgeon to look around and see the signs are coming. One thing that I think, the pastor and I was talking, I said, one thing I think separates this time from any other is the media. Both the internet and all that. Oh, now news goes around the world and influences all the world. Amen? So I think he's coming soon. So it implores us to be active, to get at business, work, printing scriptures. I'll say this. Don't neglect your Bible. Read your Bible. And when you think you know it all, you better read it again. This Bible is deeper than it takes a lifetime to know. Amen. With God's help. So don't neglect your Bible. This is what your lost family needs. Now, I don't need you to beat them over the head with it. That's what they need. Say, here a little, there a little, line upon line. Amen. That will do the job. Let's pray. Father.